The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. You're listening to the Gunslinger Hour, brought to you from behind the Iron Curtain in Radio Free, California. Gunslingers right here on
KRLA.
Kevin on the break. You're going to need to come in here and fix this. This dial ain't working. Anyway, okay. It rains a little bit in Southern California and everything goes to hell in a handbasket.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? This is the worst winter storm of the last 2 weeks.
Well, it is storm the storm watch. Of the century.
This week. Stormwatch 2024. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we know that we have listeners and followers outside of the great state of California, and I just want you to know water is coming from the sky. Those of you in North Dakota, it dipped down to 48 degrees.
Well, and the wife called me from on the way down and said she was at the grocery store, and of course everybody is, once again, panic buying because, you know, it's raining.
Stormwatch 2024.
The Walmart's going to flood.
And you know, we used to get rain, and now it's a atmospherical river. What do they call it?
Oh, yeah. We're in a stream or something.
It's an atmospheric river.
Yeah. Give me a break. You know, can these people ever just stop?
No, they need to create another catastrophe.
Do you need a weatherman, or can you just stick your head out the damn window and go, it's raining?
Guess what? Yeah.
Holy cow. Anyway, welcome to Gunslingers, where we talk nothing but fun with firearms and whatever the hell else I feel like talking
whatever
about.
Whatever we want.
We are a live show. If you guys want to call in, you can give us a call at
866-870-5752. Once again, that's going to be 866-870-5752. That's KRLA.
That's us.
And if you do call in, it will be even more live.
Yeah. Oh, so there you go. We love the phone calls. We don't have a guest this week, but we got a pile of them coming. So
why do we?
Yeah. And speaking of, very soon, as of next week, we are a syndicated show.
Ooh, a network.
Yeah, we got, you ready for this? Along with KRLA here, 8 p.m., we've got KTIE AM 590, The Answer in the Inland Empire. That's KTIE, that everybody's writing it down here.
Yeah,
590 AM. KCBQ 1170 AM, The Answer in San Diego. And KKNT 960 AM, The Patriot in Phoenix.
Look at that. We have the southern part of this United States covered so far.
Well, we're growing, and no matter what people say on Facebook, we are the number one show of its kind in the United States.
You better believe it, baby.
And the rest of the United States, we're coming for
you. And if you don't like it, you lump it. What do you think of them?
Yeah.
Anyway, so, okay. February 17th, it's 2 weeks from yesterday. Remember when it was like, oh, it's so far down the road?
It's always, right?
It's 2 weeks from yesterday. 700, I don't have an exact number, but it's about 750 lots that we're going to sell. Unbelievable stuff. Go to gunslingerauctions.com.
It's about 750 lots that we're
going to
sell.
Nope. Turn that.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Anyway.
The whole catalog's up.
The whole catalog is up with pictures and descriptions. Go to gunslingerauctions.com. Click on the bid now button. No, you don't bid if you just click on it. You can look at the whole thing.
Just look
at every firearm is there with pictures, descriptions. Every gun gets at least 10 pictures. You know, everybody asks me about why don't I do the paper catalog, you know, the book. And here's what the thing that with the internet, you know, okay, you got to get this huge thing printed, and you get maybe one picture per page.
Yes,
right.
And you could have 20, 30 guns on this page, but you only get one gun pictured. On the internet, you get every gun 10 to 30 pictures.
And then
is that not better?
Yeah, you can zoom in if you'd like to check the little things that you love about them.
Yeah, all digital photography, so you know, you can pick out every little ding and dent and whatever. It just makes no sense to go. The old days are gone, guys. You know, the old big paper catalogs. They're just...
And if you have a phone, you have access to the catalog.
Yep.
So don't even try to walk around that. I don't like logging. You don't have to log in anything. Just click and you'll be right there.
And now if you're listening and you want to watch, tell them where they can go.
Oh, yes. We're on all
Not literally, but...
yeah, I can tell you where to go. No, but we're on all three streams right now. The Gunslinger Hour radio show or the Gunslinger radio show on Facebook now. But just look up Gunslinger or GHSR. And we're going to be on Rumble. We are on Rumble, YouTube, and Facebook Live right now. So get your comments, your questions up on there, or give us a call once again at 866-870-5752.
Yeah, a lot of people are afraid to call in. I get it. You know, I've called into a few times. I've talked to Larry Elder once or twice, or people have called me and asked to, you know, gun questions and such. Back when COVID was, you know, rearing its ugly head. Holy cow. I got phone calls from just about everybody, including Fox News came out and interviewed me right in the shop.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, you were there.
Yeah.
And
when our line was wrapped around the building twice.
Oh, man.
Had to have security at the door.
I don't think we'll ever see anything like that again.
Well,
exactly. Until
fuel shortage.
Or China starts knocking at the front door. I don't know, but... Anyway, those were crazy times, and we had just about everybody you could imagine calling us or asking us. Even Vice TV came out and asked me to do remember they were trying to get us to do a TV show?
Yeah.
You'll love this. This is a channel that does such shows as I Was a Teenage Felon, How to Rob Banks, something about, you know, the best blank ever. And
so this
includes,
is pretty much, they call this the Jimmy Show.
The Jimmy Show.
Yeah. And they were going to do a show about a gun shop, and I was the leading contestant, and they pulled the plug because it was too controversial.
Wow, they have stuff about
the teenage felon, the teenage mother.
I was a teenage felon.
They've got a whole show about the most expensive weed.
Yeah. Exactly.
But legal unbelievable.
Legal to make, legal to sell, legal to use. That's a problem.
You better watch out. Yeah. Get on someone's list.
But yeah.
That, for God's sake. The station's named Vice.
Yeah.
Well, you guys with your legal stuff.
Welcome to the world of firearms where, you know, nothing makes sense and we've got idiots running the asylum. Hey, you know what? Because we shorted him last week. Let's get to Richard at the airport.
Him.
Richard, how are you?
Good evening, you elastic gunslinger.
Bing, bang, elastic. I like that. We stretch all
You're
over
stretching
the,
place. The truth a little there. Aren't
I'm
you?
About stretched to my limits. But go ahead, Richard. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I want to talk about firing pins. Some guns have a floating firing pin, and others have a fixed firing pin, one piece. What do you prefer?
Mark, you take this.
Okay. If you have a fixed firing pin, you probably have a firearm that's firing from a closed breech. Things that would commonly do that would be a telescoping bolt submachine gun, as an example, or a carbine that used a similar mechanism. A floating firing pin is a firing pin that travels freely back and forth in a slot, in a channel in the bolt, which is the thing that seals the cartridge into the chamber of the barrel. The floating firing pin is done for a couple of reasons. One of the reasons is safety. If the firearm is dropped, you don't want that firing pin inadvertently slamming into a cartridge and firing when the gun is at a suboptimal angle, which is a problem with a fixed firing pin.
Yeah. Okay. Well, right. He wanted to know what you like better.
On submachine guns? the problem with firing from a closed bolt is that big, heavy bolt slamming forward really ruins your accuracy. So I actually prefer floating firing pins where possible. How about yourself?
I would have to say the same. Jimmy is too busy on the computer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Everyone's chiming in right now.
Like, everybody
yes,
wants
yes. yes.
Okay. Richard, you got a joke for us?
Yeah, if you have a functioning gun as compared to a broken gun, how do you treat them differently?
We got a minute to work on it.
Well, one goes to the gunsmith and one goes back in a gun safe. I give up, Richard. What is it?
Well, a function gun, you shoot. A broken gun, you troubleshoot.
Oh man.
You know what? That one kind of worked.
That was good.
Good job.
That was a dad joke, Junior. Okay. Richard, as always, thanks for the call.
That was
We'll talk to you later. Thanks, Richard.
Always good to hear from Richard.
But there is music. What is going on with the sound? Kevin, get your ass in here, please. You're listening to Gunslingers right here on
KRLA.
And we'll be back in a minute, I think.
Sir. To you, I must be sure.
Baby, you'll be true. Maybe, baby, I had you for me.
The late, great Buddy Holly. Isn't today the anniversary?
I will find out. Goodness gracious.
I think today is the day the music died.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper, who sang the best version of Chantilly Lace ever. That was a shot for John. Yeah, okay.
La Bamba is still in my top three movies of all time.
And anybody want to try calling Rick while you guys are in there not doing much?
Hey.
You know, it's just nothing that we don't do every week, guys.
In the meantime, we will improvise brilliantly as we always have.
And if anybody wants to call in until we get Rick on the phone, feel free to give us a call at
866-870-5752. Once again, that's 866-870-KRLA.
Okay. So anyway, back to the auction, like I was saying. Okay, so here's what's going on. Last Sunday, I talked about picking up a collection that was supposed to be 20 to 40 guns. I ended up picking up 100. Well, we had to go back, and this collection ended up being, you ready for this, 450 firearms. 450 guns. Now, we were almost full for May. To say that May is now finished, we don't have any room left in May. We are now booking for September, and I'd hurry up.
Get in now.
Because with the stuff that we took in, we're half full.
Filling up.
Oh, man.
And this is September. We're in February, guys.
You mentioned a couple of the firearms that you had picked up. Is it too soon to talk about that?
Well, let's do it in the next because we got Rick on.
So.
Rick, how are you?
I'm trying to survive this horrible storm that we have a national emergency.
Shut everything down.
Save yourself. Save yourself. Like, leave the children and dogs. Save yourself.
There were signs on the 91 freeway this morning. Severe weather for the next three days. Sunday stay home. It's like, because of rain, you want me to stay home for 3 days?
How bad's the flood? Should I start my ark now?
Right?
Our ancestors.
Well, hey, guys. Now, the governor said we're in a state of emergency, and we know we can trust the governor.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know what we could trust him with, but...
So anyways.
Hey, you have some news for us this week, don't you?
It was a little thing.
A little thing, okay.
Just a little thing. Yeah, we had a nice win in the Roadie case, and shock and awe after going all the way up to the Supreme Court, then sending it all the way back down on this horrific ammunition scheme that the legislature and the governor came up with. The Judge Benitez, who, yes, you're absolutely right, we coined the phrase Saint Benitez on your show several years ago. He did a beautiful job. In fact, I think one of the most important things is we have posted his decision on our website. You should go to crpa.org. You should read it. Because I think one of the most telling things is, you know, Jeff, we all sit here and talk from time to time on your show about how much the governor and the far left of the legislature hates, not dislikes, hates us. You know, one of the things I love that Benitez pointed out in his deal was not once but multiple times the attorney general on behalf of the governor of this state said, oh, well, government has reached and prevented people from having firearms and ammunition. Take when we told slaves that they couldn't have it. Take when we told Native Americans couldn't have it. Mexicans couldn't have it. They cited every
piece of racist legislation dating back to the founding of California.
Yeah, all of them.
That was so delicious. That was as if you needed to put some whipped cream on top of this decision.
Yeah, and I just think that is so important for our people to take to heart, to realize they hate us so much that they're willing to go diabolically against everything they claim to believe in. Just to hurt us.
Oh, yeah. go against themselves to get at us.
And I think the gloves are off, and people have to wake up and just realize there is no way to sugarcoat it anymore. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see what the Ninth Circuit does this week. Maybe they don't, rule in his favor. Maybe they refuse to take the case. But in the event they do, we're pretty sure it's going to go to a 3-judge panel. We'll win it. They'll go to an en banc. Win or lose, we'll push it to the Supreme Court, and when it gets there, it's not going to be pretty.
Can you imagine making those arguments before the Supreme Court?
Well, you got to remember something, Mark. Those are arguments that the Supreme Court asked Judge Benitez to apply the Bruin case to it. That's why they pushed both the Duncan Rhody case back down to Judge Benitez, and they said, now apply Bruin to it. He did. And they were the ones that were dumb enough to walk in the bear trap and make all those arguments.
Man, oh, man. Did they?
Set themselves up for failure.
Yeah. And I'm going to have a blast now taking those issues and saying, hey, I just want to know, when we're talking about this law, are you guys trying to be just as racist where you were with the last ones? Like, just quoting, a judge. See what they say.
Mm. Oh, I can't wait for their answer after they're squirming in their wet seats about this.
Well, and you know,
I'm sure I'll get told to be quiet and sit down. But,
yeah, and you know, this stings extra for Governor Greasy because this was his own pet project.
Yep.
Yeah, so this was part of his, I'm not running for president, running for president thing.
Yeah, so I think this is a good time. People have been able to go and import ammunition from out of state, been able to buy it. Some of us may have ran across the border and grabbed stuff that we'd stored elsewhere and bought it back.
And, of course, you stored it elsewhere. And right. no more of this buying a $6 box of .22 ammunition and paying a $19 background fee charge.
Yeah. Yeah. Denying police officers
in
ammo,
full uniform,
which actually happened in my store.
I watched it happen.
Multiple times, yeah.
Yeah, so, this is it's a good time. I know a lot of people have been going to several of the ammunition stores, have rush shipments coming in. So, this has been a good time for people to be able to exercise their Second Amendment rights, and that's what the California Rifle Pistons Association is all about, making sure that you can.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to tell you, a bunch more bills failed this last week, which we knew were happening, and then shock and awe, Friday, and then we know for the next 3 days, all those bills are coming back just with new numbers on.
Oh,
so,
yeah. What else can they get?
We're prepared for it, and it's going to be a fun legislative season while we go through the elections, which, by the way, guys, start tomorrow.
Tomorrow, folks.
Yep. Holy cow.
Get on top of it, because once it passes us by, we're going to be, again, playing catch-up with these guys.
Rick, are you up in Excremento this week, or are you staying home?
I'm actually down in San Diego, then out to California. So I'm local to Southern Cal, and that's good since we have this horrific storm.
Of course.
I'm going to use that all week.
Your hair could get wet. I don't know if you should go out.
Your car could be badly moistened.
Yeah. But God forbid I take my Labrador Retriever out in this inclement weather.
Because if his feet get wet, it's over.
They weren't made for they were made for swimming. So yes, don't do that.
Oh, yeah, whatever you do,
unbelievable.
Yeah, I'll stress them out, and then I'll lose my gun rights. But anyways, I just want everyone to know, do be safe out there, with your firearms and stuff. But this is a great time. It's a great time to celebrate. I know some people have already called me and said, but what if they put a injunction? So what? We're going to fight it. That's what we do.
Yep.
Just know that this isn't once, it's several times now they've been told how unconstitutional they are. Mm-hmm.
CRPA is notching some wins, and one of the reasons we always amplify how important it is to support you guys. You guys are winning. We're winning right now.
Yep.
I've got a quick question. Because we do our background checks here in California for ammo, another ridiculous thing we have to do, what does that do with this outside ordering and all?
If anybody orders on the internet, they're back to being able to do that.
All together, we can circumvent.
They can deliver it to your house.
Wunderbar. Just wanted to make sure, in this case, anyone's out there wondering about this, stressing on the fence about it.
Okay. Sure. Rick, while I got you, so we talked about this before, and there's been a whole bunch of miscommunications on the one per 30 day thing. It is now law in California. You can only buy one firearm, period, per 30 days, but used, new, shotgun, rifle, pistol, doesn't matter. When does the private party part of that go away? Is it in July or is it next year, January 1?
It's July.
Ugh. Unbelievable.
Talking about tying our hands as Californians.
Yeah. I mean, when does this get in front of Judge Benitez?
We have to wait. It's like I told you the other day, there's a couple of cases people go, when I go, we have to wait till it actually goes into effect so there's a harm.
You can show harm.
Yeah. Well, give me a call because I got about 450 harms sitting in the back of my shop right now.
Well, it's going to be instantaneous. Mm-hmm. Like the harm will be shown in the very moment that
the
people
moment
are
it goes
going
into effect.
Absolutely. Right.
Yeah, and the quicker
we'll we're already geared up. We'll have all of our plaintiffs in line, and I know you're one of the ones that is on that list because we talked about that the other day.
Yep.
And then we'll file and we'll go.
Thank you, thank you, Rick. And again, if you guys aren't helping out, supporting in any way you can, just by joining, you're supporting. So jump on crpa.org, see all the resources we have, see the good fights that are going on our side.
And also our voter guides are up for all the different counties, and it goes all the way down to your local races, all the way up to the state. The only thing we haven't covered right now, and we won't until the November elections, to president.
Yeah, and do you cover judges too? Because that's really an important thing.
Yeah, so judges are a little bit more difficult. We actually outsource that, so everybody knows. And trying to figure out where judges are at is time consuming. The organization we work with literally has more people working for them than we do.
Big so, shock, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of people. So, yeah, that we outsource.
Yeah,
that's one of the most valuable things that you do, though. Hey, folks, please vote and don't vote in ignorance. You can find information that you really need to have on the CRPA website.
Yeah.
Don't vote ignorance. Rick, I have a question for you. Do you ever have a chance to visit any of the local chapters? I know, like, you have nothing else to do with your time. But you're a bit of a celebrity. I've started attending the new San Fernando Valley meetings. And you are spoken of in warm and glowing terms.
Oh, I appreciate that. Once in a while, I get out to different ones. When there were less chapters, I tried to do it more often, but now the problem is we have chapters. I mean, it's a good problem. They're all
good
over
problem.
The place. But, I mean, I was up north for a fish and game deal, and I stopped in and said hello to the Eureka chapter, and then, you know, went right back down the coast and flew back home. And then I had six chapters up there, like, well, why didn't you come say hi to us?
There you go. You have a little bit of celebrity
like
status.
Days. Like, you know, so I do try to get up there and get around to everybody, and I have done many Zoom calls with chapters, and I do meet with chapter leadership once a month. In fact, Tuesday night is when I meet with all the legislative and chapter chairs for every chapter in the state.
Yeah, well, everyone knows how invaluable you are. Just your presence there really gives them motivation to be more active, and we truly thank you for all that you do.
No, I guys, you guys are my support squad. I love you guys, and you know, it's a breath of fresh air. And when Jeff calls me, most of the time, not all the time.
I resemble every mark.
Backstory. Yeah.
Hey, Rick, we're coming up on a commercial. Anybody wants to get a hold of you, donate their time, their money, or join, how to get a hold of you?
CRPA.org. And if they have questions, reach out to us, including for me, at contact@CRPA.org.
All right.
Thanks, guys. And, be very careful. It is a national emergency.
If you're in Orange this week and you can, you know, man up and get through this, you know, downpour, come by the shop because you're not going to believe the stuff we just got in.
Well, yeah, we'll I always see. Enjoy seeing what you got. That'd be fun.
Okay. All right, Rick, we'll talk to you later. Listen to Gunslingers right here on
KRLA.
And we'll be back with this beeping noise right after this.
Yeah.
You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Black.
Tennessee, somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere.
Oh, boy.
I know, I love that song. Welcome back, everybody, to Gunslingers, right here on
KRLA.
Okay, so getting back before we were so rudely interrupted by Rick, getting back to the auction stuff. So, okay, we went out to pick up what was told to be 20 to 40 guns. It ended up being 450.
400.
Now, okay. Anybody that listens to this show knows I love Smith & Wesson Model 41-22 caliber.
We've had a comment already on the page. But please
absolutely
go on.
Favorite gun. You know, my gun is nicknamed Old Reliable. And it's an absolutely fantastic gun. I've done things with this gun that you shouldn't be able to do. You know, one time I set out at about 15-20 feet. I put a little golf tee, sunk it down about two-thirds of the way. First shot, gone. Guys were shooting water bottles. And, you know, we're out at about 25 feet. And I go, watch this. And I shot the top off the water bottle. I literally unscrewed it because it took me two shots. First one turned it. Second one, it spun off.
Flipped it off.
So this is the kind of things that these guns are capable of doing. Well, of course, there's the Colt Woodsman, which is also a very popular and very collectible firearm. But there's been this little cousin that's been around forever, and they don't carry the collectability that the Colt and the Smith & Wesson do because it doesn't have the name. But there's this old company called High Standard. And they're... Their Sport King, the HD, the GD, the G, the A, the B, the C, you name it. These guys made everything in a 22 semi-automatic, even revolver. Well, the collection that we picked up has every one of these guns. And I'm not positive, but I think every single High Standard gun ever made is in my shop now. I don't know if there's any of them out there in the world because I think we got them all. I have been saying High Standard because, you know, when you get a gun and you got to put it into the system and then you put it into your books and blah, blah, blah. I have been saying High Standard model for four days this week. And we finished it up. My wife Kathy and John and Annie, we met down today at the shop at 10:30 this morning. And what time did guys? It was like 2:30 or 2 o'clock. We got out of there finally. We finally finished the booking in this collection. I mean, it was just immense.
Because each one of the bookings takes at least about a minute, at least.
Well, longer than that because, you know, the system, the California system to book in.
Don't tell me about it.
Was built by a 3-year-old with Asperger syndrome. I mean, I don't know how else
in the late
50s. It is so bad and so redundant and so stupid. You know, you put in all the info and then you hit send and then it says
print
and then sure you want to print? Yes, print. Sure you want to print? Yes, yes. Print. Then
the
okay.
Second form.
Submit.
Yes.
Then submit. Yes. Yes. Now print. Yes. You sure print? Yes. And then you move on to that. It's like a jigsaw puzzle on a computer screen. It is so stupid.
They don't
and
want
so
you to
redundant.
Do it.
Yeah, it's like taking the motorcycle written test in California.
Lord.
It's like,
who wrote this?
Yeah, if you're driving down a street going 650 miles an hour and a tree falls in Japan, what size is the man's shoe in Southern Cal? Yeah, these are the kind of this is
golden
the kind
sandals.
Of people. That, yeah. this is such a bad system. It's like DOS 0.7.
Well, honestly,
it is so bad.
Commodore 64, baby.
Yeah.
At every point, they want to trip you up, make sure that you did something incorrectly in there, make sure that it takes longer and more frustrating. So,
and it is so
part
bad.
Of the plan.
But that's what we've been doing since Monday of this last week, just booking and booking in and booking in. And the other part of his collection, he was huge into World War II Japan. So we've got – he was a customer and a good friend for a long, long time. And so it was crazy to go through because we're pulling up tags from my auction. Literally, we had tags from my very first auction ever.
Wow.
Which was in 2002 or something.
That is, first of all, that's a long time ago. Second of all, that's really cool.
It really was, because it's all handwritten. We were so poor and so pathetic. It's so bad. Our first auction, we didn't even have computers. I had somebody writing everything down, and then when the sheet got full, ran down to, and they had to go through and look. I think we only had like 200 guns. It was so bad.
But even still, man, that, you got to start somewhere.
You do.
And how many of those were yours?
Yeah. Oh, God. Who knows? Back then, you know, what a crazy deal. But it was really something to see all the old tags. And so we, for those of you that don't know, the Nambu pistol was the pride of the Japanese Army during, you know, World
pride
War II.
Pride is a strong word for what you were getting.
Well, POS is really what, yeah.
How can you, how many ways would be can you spell acronym, pride? But
yeah, POS.
Uh-huh.
Some of their guns are, well, let's just say they're dangerous on both sides of that barrel. We got in Type 14s, which are fairly common, but we got in Type 14s by the score. The Type 26, which is the revolver fashioned after the old Smith & Wesson breaktop revolver. And they're in the perfectly made 8mm Nambu. Good luck finding that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
It's such a devastating cartridge. Yeah. People always use them for hunting bear.
Yeah, well, and if you're wearing a flannel shirt, it's likely to bounce off. So there is that. And then, of course, you know, you'd have to find a round. And
yeah, anytime the round is matched to the gun, good luck finding that round, right?
Yeah, not likely to happen. And for those of you that are into serious collecting, we got a baby Nambu, which
– those are cool.
Yeah, you're talking, you know, a good five-figure – price tag on those. The one that we got is absolutely beautiful in the original clamshell holster, which is just gorgeous. And we've got the baby, we got the mama, the papa, the grandpa, the cousin, the you know, the aunt and uncle Nambu,
stepbrothers and
yeah,
stepsisters.
You name it. And then as far as rifles, we've got tons of standard, you know, the 69s, the 6699s. We've got the paratrooper, the takedown.
Oh,
do you,
nice.
Do you want to talk for a moment about the chrysanthemum?
A lot of them have them. Now, what he's talking about, the chrysanthemum was the Emperor Hirohito's symbol.
That was his family. That was the house symbol.
Yeah, so all the way right up until the very end, those were stamped into all their firearms.
Yep.
And well, at least the long guns. And when we took over, you know, we were handing – because these guns, the rifles especially, they were not – the best made. Let's just put it that way.
As the quality declined and the war went on, they were getting pretty silly.
Yeah, and there are actual collector values on what they called the last ditch.
The last ditch ones.
Yes.
Which literally had the crudest sighting systems on them. It was basically a round thing in the back with a hole in it and a kind of a blade thing on the front of it. The brass butt plate had been removed, replaced with a piece of wood.
A piece of wood that was like
nailed on with horseshoe nails. I mean, these and they were
recoil accelerator.
Yeah, exactly. Just handed them out and go fight, you know.
Go die gloriously.
But
anyway.
Yeah, so when you get one,
at the conclusion of the war.
At the end of the war, they were handing these out to GIs as, you know, bring home stuff. But what they were doing was, because they didn't want anything left of Hirohito, they were grounding off the mums, chrysanthemum, on the receiver. So if you find one with mum intact, it always carries a premium.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
But the ones that we got, lots of them have mum intact. Again, the takedown ones are super scarce. There is a early DWAT. Now, what that means is it's been made to never be able to work again. The barrel's been sealed. The action has been welded, and it cannot, as we listed in the catalog, cannot shoot, will not shoot, cannot be made to shoot. Type 99,
which was their
light machine gun. Yeah, this is the one that you always see. It kind of works like a typewriter. You slide in the
old Hotchkiss design.
Yeah, yeah. Slide in this
flat strip
of brass with ammo, and it just and it kicks across, and it only holds about 20 or 25, and I mean, just horrible system.
So these aren't going to be in the next auction, but we're assuming that some of these will make it into the May.
Well, a lot of these will be in May, but because there's so many of the same, we're going to stretch it out and go May and the first half of September. Because you put too many of the same.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to flood it too much.
Yeah, and it brings down the value.
Keep the value worthwhile.
Let's get to Sean in L.A. He's got a question about a Ruger. Sean, what can we do for you? Go, Sean.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good. What's going on?
And the ammunition ball is off the subject, but the minute that was passed, I made an order. So
good on you.
Great job.
Yeah. Hey, I recently got a Ruger Takedown 10/22. It's a nice gun.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I replaced the trigger, the new trigger from Ruger.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to take apart the stock and to get the trigger out and everything. And unbeknownst to me, you need metric tools.
Really? That is interesting. For the replacement part or for the original?
You need the original screw in the stock of the 10/22 requires a metric tool.
No kidding. That you're talking about that little Allen head that's underneath it.
Yeah, it's, okay. It's I think it's a hex nut or something.
Okay.
It was giving me grief, and so I took it to a gunsmith's friend of mine and had it done, but they did it in like 5 minutes.
Yeah,
because they had metric tools, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
But that's something that, you know, they just assume you have it. I didn't have it.
That's not a good assumption.
Especially if it was a 10 millimeter.
Yeah. In a 10/22, yeah, okay. I don't even know what to tell you on that. That's kind of a bummer, but
it's such an odd thing because they
guys were upset because I was getting I had major grief trying to get that nut out.
5/16 just won't cut it.
Yeah, they said they actually make it a specific set of tools specifically for changing those out. I looked it up as soon as you said it. NRA has their own like 10/22 toolkit for it. Yeah, a bunch of different places.
Sooner or later.
They knew.
Yeah.
They're going to get us because at the end of the day, 10 millimeter makes more sense than, for example, 7/16 or something. Well. It just does. So you know what? You have a date with Harbor Freight.
Thank you.
Okay, Sean. Take care.
Thanks for the call.
Okay. And that opens up a line at
866-870-5752.
Give us a call. This is what the show is for. It is a live show, you know. And we're going to be back right after this. We're going to talk some more about that. And we still got some stuff to talk about. SHOT Show.
Absolutely.
And so on. So you're listening to Gunslingers right here on
KRLA.
And we're going to be back right after this.
Yes, we will.
You came along just to claim your place on the throne. Now I have been overthrown. Why do you fill me up, buttercup baby, just to let me down? I'm looking around and then worst of all, you never call baby when you say you
will. Everybody sing along, here we go.
I love to steal,
I need you
more than anyone, darling. You know that I have from the start. So fill me up.
Oh, we better stop.
Yeah.
When it's face and fortune in men's eyes.
Radio.
Welcome back to Gunslingers right here on
KRLA.
Give us a call at
866-870-5752. One more time. That's going to be 866-870-KRLA.
All right, very
good.
You
know what? Our faithful listeners and watchers deserve to know.
Hmm.
We really like the songs that are selected as a matter of course. We like them so much we want to sing along and do the little dance steps. And
that's what I do in the car. You know, and most people are listening in the car, so why not?
Here's the problem. This is constantly monitored by performing rights organizations. Yes. And if we go more than
20 seconds.
I think it's 20 seconds.
Hard 20 seconds.
And it's a hard 20 seconds, then they start monkeying with us. So we're going to do like a hard 17 seconds.
For those of you
that
were watching a certain social media last week and it went off, that's why.
That's why. But if you are watching or if you do get kicked off of one, we are on YouTube, Rumble, and Facebook Live, all underneath the Gunslinger Auctions or Gunslinger Hour radio show banner. So go look up Gunslinger. Our emblem will pull up, and then you'll get us right there.
There's a bunch of you, so thanks for making it fun. Jim Potter says, I was watching the Grammys, but I turned it off. You guys have better music.
Oh, yeah.
No argument there, James.
I have to agree. Anyway, so did you have – somebody was asking about – I think it was the original Lumpy Grits was asking about the NRA at – the SHOT Show. Did you see that?
Yes. There are a couple people asked about the NRA. Okay. And they had a steady stream of people there.
Okay.
But I got the sense that they were singing a little bit small. Does that make sense? Because they were going through the turmoil at the front of the Spear, which is Wayne LaPierre stepping down and taking a whole bunch of boodle with him on his way out the door. But I got the idea that the NRA is kind of like feeling its way, so they recognize their position as the premier firearms rights organization in the United States of America, and there's a little bit of a, so what happens next? That was my sense of it. Nobody said any of that to me, but going by a couple of times, that was my sense of it.
Okay.
Yeah. And we all know that the CRPA, and this is not a knock on the NRA, the CRPA is doing a whole bunch of heavy lifting here in California.
Yep.
We want to encourage you to participate in both of these organizations. And the NRA could be the premier organization. All we got to do is request politely that they fulfill their operating brief.
Yeah, not the cliche even more so, but stick to your guns.
Yeah,
I see.
Well, it's a kind of a case of, you know, when somebody on the left fumbles, the other rest of the left pick them up and carry them over the goal line. We need to do the same. And the old adage about, well, yeah, he may be an a-hole, but he's our a-hole, so we're going to help him out.
Yeah.
So that there you go.
That was very well said.
Thank you kindly.
We're all on the same
team. For a knucklehead, you know.
I can imagine that they're still really high profile, but they want to kind of fly under the radar for the event and kind of still make their presence known. But
all appropriately.
When the fire is on you right there, you kind of want to make sure you douse it out pretty quickly. So hopefully they were able to make an image of what they really should be standing for and not what...
And you know what? Let's just open up the mic and ask them if there's anybody out there from the NRA that would like to come on and be a guest.
We'll give you some time here.
Yeah, we'll give you some time. We have no problem with it. We got a lot of folks lining up. Chad Bianco, the Riverside Sheriff, is promised to come on. We're just waiting for him to get back to us because he has been busier than a two-pecker puppy. I mean, I don't even know where to go with this. He said he would be on in January, and then I don't know if you guys know, but he wrote a letter to the governor, and it was a huge letter. Let's just put it that way, and I think he's having some backlash.
We've had him on before, and it was at a busy time before then, and he's always come through for us, and he's still coming through for this the counties and for the state. So.
Well, and you know, I want to talk to him about his CCW stuff, and you know, because I live in Riverside County. I live in Norco, and when we get him on, I'm going to ask him about Norco and our streets. I mean, I tell you what, you know what jungle ball means in basketball?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Do you know what jungle driving means in Norco? You know, all our streets, we got horses everywhere. There's more horses in Norco than there are people.
It's Horsetown, USA.
That's why it's called Horsetown, USA. We're one of two cities in the United States where our downtown street, our lane dividers are red, white, and blue.
God bless America.
Yep, and people are going 60 miles an hour on 25s now.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you know, I always say I walk 5 miles a day, and I do this throughout Norco. I've got about 5 different ways that I go. I can't tell you how often I come so close to being run over by people going way too fast. And imagine being on a horse that's a little spooky and you're working him, and some idiot with a trailer – and I'm not talking a horse trailer, but just a trailer with junk on the back, goes by you at 60 miles an hour, scares the piss out of a horse that is not expecting that, and now he spooks, and guess where he's going to go? Happened to me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, one time when we used to live in Mira Loma, which is the next city to the north, right on Etiwanda, a man was in the crosswalk riding his horse, and a guy was going about 70 in a 35. He hit the horse. The horse's rear end went right through the windshield, killed the rider, killed the driver, and the horse was, you know, had to be put down literally with a Winchester 30-30 right there on the spot.
Yeah.
And these people can't see past the fact that they just want to get home and you know, and whatever.
A poor command of physics.
Yeah, and so, and we have next to no code enforcement as far as these drivers. And man, it's brutal.
And it's. This is your main street. This is right off of Hammer on 6th Street. And this is the main street. And again, it's red, white, and blue lanes. And the signs are posted every, what, maybe 50 yards about how the speed limit. And they even have one of those.
They got the flank saying going too fast.
Slow down. And these people, they're unaware how dangerous it is.
Right through red lights, like they're not even, you know, like there's not even a signal there. I can't even tell you.
It's hard to get back up to 70 when you have to keep stopping for those pesky red lights and pedestrians.
And then, of course, Christmas time. And, of course, everybody wants to do Christmas and Thanksgiving and of course, Halloween. And they put – now, think about this. There, on my own street, somebody put up – what's that silly movie it's Christmas, but it's Halloween at the same time.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Thank you. Okay, you know the zombie-looking guy with the
skeleton face?
Yeah. Somebody on my street put up one of those 9 feet tall. Yeah. So here I come on my three-year-old, da-da-da-da-da, who, you know, is kind of, you know, eyeballing everything. And he sees this thing. You know what the curly shuffle is? Yeah. Well, let's just say I have never seen a horse go backwards at 40 miles an hour with me on him before, but I got to experience
striking
that.
Striking sparks.
Holy cow. Well, luckily he didn't have shoes. He's you know, going barefoot, but nice. Man alive. We ended up in the middle of the street in about an eighth of a second.
Social responsibility, ladies
and
gentlemen.
I mean,
this
is Horsetown, USA. Put your big dogs in your backyard. Put your stuff away, you know?
And it's one of the things that we've been speaking about how we've been voting in our cities and the streets alone. If they're in any more turmoil, we ought to just all have lanes for our horses, because that's the only way we're going to get anywhere, because we're going to all have flat tires by the time we get anywhere.
Okay, so. let's go to, here we go. Samira?
Yes,
okay.
Samira.
Okay, what can we do for you?
Evening.
Well, I have an odd problem. About maybe 10 years ago, I decided that I've always been deathly afraid of guns all my life, and it's my father's fault. Okay. He had a gun and didn't want me to touch it without him being around.
Understood.
And so he told me it was very dangerous, don't go near it. And it was packed away in my mother's box where she kept her wedding dress. And I would pull it down, lift up the cover, look at it, never touch it, close the cover, and put it back.
Mm-hmm.
But I was always afraid of guns.
Understood.
I decided about 10 years ago, it's high time I stopped being afraid. So I went to this gun shop on Manchester Boulevard in Westchester.
Mm-hmm.
And they also had a shooting range there where it was target shooting. And you always had to go with somebody. They wouldn't let you go alone. And so I went and I decided I would try to do this. And I practiced. They gave you the guns. You picked out the guns you wanted, and I tried different ones, handguns they were.
Mm-hmm.
And I did very well. And so I finally decided, okay, I'll buy one. So I bought a Glock 23. I went there twice with it and practiced and then put it away and never touched it, never looked at it, never did anything with it for at least the last 7 or 8 years.
Okay.
And now I'm back to being afraid of guns.
Well, I understand. And believe
it
or not.
That's an easy solution.
Well, yeah. And believe it or not, I tell people this all the time. The absolute worst thing you can do when it comes to children and firearms is say, see this? Don't look at it. Don't see it. Don't you know.
You know what that made me do?
Yeah.
It made me want to go look at it.
Education, man. Education.
Yeah.
Please.
You know, what I did with my kids is I put it right there on the table, unloaded, of course. There it is. What do you want to know? Mm-hmm. And once you take all that stuff out of it, it's just a piece of metal with wood.
Yep. It's like any tool.
All the magic and all the scary and all that all goes away, and it's just like, oh. And they get bored with it, and they move on to the next thing. But, you know, unfortunately.
And by the way, I never did that with my son. And my son is not afraid of guns. He has his own gun.
Good.
And so he, and he's absolutely fine with them. I did not ask him. I've got two granddaughters. I did not ask him, what does he do with the guns with his granddaughters? Do they know about them? You know, whatever. I haven't gotten into that yet. But anyway, yes, I won't do that. But
good.
So I need to get out of my shell here.
Yeah. Okay, we got 1 minute left. So really quick, here's what I recommend you do. Go out, now that you can buy ammo without going through the rigmarole, go get yourself some good, solid ball ammo, the not hollow point stuff, just standard ball ammo, and get out to the range. Find yourself a good, competent trainer and start going.
Take a lesson, walk, run, fly.
Start all over again, basically. Yep. I do have the ammo. I have plenty of that.
Okay, good.
Yeah, then
call around. In fact, that place in Westchester, if they're still there, any place that's got an indoor range is going to have some kind of a training program. Mm-hmm. Give them a call. Go down. Get trained. You'll be shocked at how much you didn't know and how much better you're going to feel about it once you get going with it.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate that because I did think about it.
And, anytime.
I'll have to check to see if they're still there.
Do that, and do me a favor. After you've gone out a few times, call us back and let us know how you did.
Absolutely.
Great. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You bet. Take care now.
Good call.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good call. Okay. That's why we're here.
Yeah, and that opens up a line at
866-870-5752.
Okay, we're coming up on a hard break. You're listening to Gunslingers right here on K.
RLA.
And we're going to be back in just a minute.
Yes, we will.
Black. No colors anymore, I want them all turned black. I see the girls walk by and in their summer clothes.
You know, not a big fan. You know, in the 60s you were a Beatle fan or a Stones fan, right? Never cared for the Stones. I was always a Beatle guy, but that song.
Okay, there's like two songs, Beast of Burden and that right there. Yeah. And I saw them, it had to be almost 20 years ago. I saw them live at the Angel Stadium. I was working for a company that did, and as soon as I walked out, Beast of Burden came on. I was like, you son of a bitch. Of course.
Well, at the end, when the whole band is going in the bass, ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Just love that. Anyway, welcome back to Gunslingers right here on
KRLA.
And as I said at the top of the first hour, now that we're in our action-packed second hour.
Power hour.
Yep. We are as of next week, the 11th, we are going to be on KTIE AM 590, The Answer, in the Inland Empire, KCBQ 1170 AM, The Answer, in San Diego, and KKNT 960 AM, The Patriot, in Phoenix. So you guys got to tell your friends, get everybody to start listening. And speaking of, start calling.
Give
us a call. What's the number?
That's going to be 866-870-5752. One more time, a little slower for you, because maybe the rain is drowning us in and out. 866-870-5752.
There you go. So give us a call.
Or leave your comments. Everyone's been jumping on, if you haven't lost connection on your computers yet from the rain as well. We are on YouTube, Rumble, and Facebook Live right now. Everyone's going off on there. We've got Weedy and Melissa and Eric on Facebook. Rumble's got Endo on there. I think he's running both on YouTube and Facebook right now. So leave your comments on there, and we'll get to all of them. Let's get it on there.
Hey, a rollover from YouTube. Do you want to talk about the 22 Jet?
I don't have a ton of experience. I know what it is.
I'm in about the same place on that.
Yeah.
It's so obscure.
Yeah. The 22 Jet, if I recall, what that is it's a Smith & Wesson round that they came with a 22 mag or
– That was
– And it came with a something that you put into the cylinder that you put – it ain't my forte. Let's just put it that way. So I don't really want to jump into something that I don't know a ton of. I know we've sold them, and it might have been – it had to be a 22 mag. And
5.6 by 33.
Which is a 22.
Is 22. I'm just reading off what I'm like Googling over here, Wikipedia.
I don't think it comes with a second cylinder. They do something to the – to the original cylinder.
Wow. Neck-down cartridge.
It is neck-down. Mm-hmm. Fairly.
So they got more velocity out of it.
Yeah,
it's the
of course.
One in the center of the triple right
okay.
there.
So, yeah, I think they had to do something to the cylinder, and then they put this, like, they swaged in a piece of metal so that that would fit in. Kind of cool idea, but it never really took off. And I've sold them over the years at auction, and
Talk about good luck finding ammunition.
Yeah, they never really took off, and so they don't get a bunch of money at auction because of that. Cool idea, cool kind of thing.
Which, by the way, they take a run at every couple of years with, like, the 17 Magnum, yeah, the 17 HMR.
Or the Mach 1, yep. So, or which was a 22 standard 22 neck down to a 17. Cool idea and such, but hey, you know what? While we got a few minutes, our friend Mike in El Segundo.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm great, gentlemen. I listened to your show last week, of course. I just didn't call in, but I did listen.
Thank you.
Anyway, I have some tips for the lady who called in who said she's afraid of guns.
Okay.
And it reminds me of a conversation I had a number of years ago at a place I worked in the lunchroom where I was talking about one of my favorite subjects, guns. And a woman said, oh, they're too dangerous. She's too afraid to have one. I asked her, I said, well, how'd you get to work today? She said she drove her car. I said, well, you know, guns are much less dangerous than cars. They're much easier to learn how to operate and use safely. Cars, on the other hand, are far more dangerous, much more difficult to learn how to
use
safely. You got other drivers on the road that you have to worry about them also as well. So I said, if you believe guns are so dangerous, you should not have one or be around them, then you really need to stop driving your car, give it away, get rid of it, lock up your car keys, whatever. You really should not be driving anymore because you're at far more risk of dying from your car than from a gun if you own a gun and follow just basic safety lessons. Another point is I took a hunter safety training class when I was 15 years old, a long time ago, back in the 1970s. I still remember to this day all the wonderful things I learned about it, or from it, I should say, including, of course, firearm safety. And if you follow the basic rules, it's so simple. I know you guys know it, but I'll mention it if she's still listening, that you always treat every gun as if it's loaded, even when it's not. Mm-hmm. You don't point a gun at anything you do not intend to shoot. You always point in the safest direction, which is usually down at the ground or up at maybe like a slight angle from vertical. You keep your finger
off the trigger
guard until you're ready to shoot.
Mm-hmm.
You always be aware of your backstop. You know, if you shoot and you miss or your bullet goes through the target, what is it going to hit? Always positively identify your target, et cetera. Don't shoot at hard objects that are relatively close. The bullet can ricochet off and still be dangerous. Mm-hmm. Don't shoot at things floating in the water.
Hey, leave some guesswork for the folks taking the California firearm safety system.
Yeah, yeah. But I'll tell you, it's really simple stuff. Now, if Alec Baldwin had a National Rifle Association certified, training, from a certified trainer, safety course, hunter safety trainer course, or firearm safety.
We should do a show on that sometime.
Course, like I did, age 15. If he had that and remembered it, he wouldn't have shot two people and killed one of them on the stage of the movie set Rust. Of course, he's another anti-gun, Hollywood celebrity. Personally, I hope he's held fully accountable for that. And one of the problems with that incident is, again, it reinforces the fear people have that's created by a lot of anti-gun propaganda and hysteria that, oh, it's too dangerous to have a gun in your home. I've heard people call up different radio talk shows where they say, I really want to own a gun, but we've got kids in the house. My wife won't let me have a gun.
Hey.
And, well, then they better get rid of the bicycles in the house because the kid's far more likely to die in the bicycle. They're far more likely to die as a pedestrian in a motor vehicle accident.
Yep.
If they have a pole, they're far more likely to drown to death. They're far more likely to die of electrocution. They need to shut off their electricity.
I know.
Get me going on baseball bats.
Well, and five times more likely to be killed by your own doctor.
How did we survive adolescence? Seriously.
Yeah. By the way, doctors and medical mistakes, medical professionals and medical mistakes kill between 150,000 and 400,000 Americans per year. Okay, now the radical, corrupt, fake news people and fake science researchers, they add the suicides to the murders and call it gun violence. Because they more than double the number. They artificially inflated. Even then, it's a small fraction of the number of people killed by doctors. And yet, a lot of these anti-gun researchers cranking out totally fraudulent, fake science research fraud studies advocating gun control. Many of them are medical doctors.
Okay, so here they really should be going after their own profession to clean it up.
Mm-hmm. But I want my Botox.
Anyway, so guns, the other thing about being afraid of guns is, as you know, the loud sound. So it's really good to have hearing protection. I like the electronic earmuffs, especially if someone's, has someone training them or, giving them training on a range. It's really useful if they both have the electronic earmuffs so they can carry on a normal conversation and still not suffer, any ill effects from the loud gunshots.
Mm-hmm.
So for those who don't know, the electronic earmuffs actually cut off just the gunshot noise itself.
Yeah.
And you can actually hear better than your ears when you have them clamped
on. That's right.
Those are great, especially
if you're
taking a class.
So if you have an intruder in your home, let's say it's late at night, you can put on these earmuffs and turn up the volume so you can hear them moving around more than you would without the earmuffs. And yet, if, God forbid, you have to shoot them to protect yourself or your family, you're not going to have hearing damage.
Yeah. And for those of you... For those of you that don't know, on TV and the movies, guys are always, they're shooting guns in cars and in the houses everywhere and anywhere, and there's no problems with it. If you've ever been into a indoor range and shot, even with earmuffs is brutal. The concussion from in the inside guns are loud.
If you've been in an outdoor range and you just have someone you're shooting with,
mm-hmm.
and then you're not wearing ear protection, geez.
It could be even as small as a .22, it's piercing. Go
but
ahead.
There's Mike. Always the guy with the 500 Smith & Wesson.
The target range the lady was referring to is called LAX for Los Angeles International Airport, which is not too far from. So
okay.
LAX shooting range, and they also have an ammo store there. They sell ammo, and they're a really great operation. They're right next to a car wash there. Parking might be, maybe a little bit difficult, but I think they have an arrangement where you can park at the car wash. But the thing is, that's a really excellent indoor range. But at any indoor range, you always have to be careful. If someone could be next to you shooting a really, really loud gun, and even with hearing protection, your ears can be ringing. So if someone's ever in that situation, immediately, just if they're going to keep shooting that, you probably need to get a lane further away from them, further down the range.
Mm-hmm.
Horizontally, or not, to your left or right, further away, or just maybe you can pause shooting and come back later, because it's not worth risking damaging your hearing.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I've done it by accident, and it's very unpleasant.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Mike, we're coming up on a break.
Safety things real quick. If you're shooting on range, you have any questions, like the gun doesn't fire when you pull the trigger, you put it down, you point it down range, you leave it there, ask the range master or someone there for help. If you have any questions, don't be shy. And always make sure you're using ammunition compatible for your gun, and make sure you read the manual and you know how to properly operate your gun.
There you go. Mm. Mike, as always, thanks for the call.
Absolutely.
You're welcome. Thank you, gentlemen.
Talk to you later. If we ever can't all make it, we're just going to bring Mike in.
Let him do a
he
segment.
He doesn't even take a
the
breath.
Gun safety
segment. He knows the phone number at least.
Yeah, he does know the phone number. In fact, what is that number?
That's going to be 866-870-5752. Call in after the break. Or call him during the break.
Well, call in during the break. You're listening to Gunslingers right here on
KRLA.
And now, David Bowie with Heroes.
Here we go.
Like dolphins can swim. Well, since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell. It's down at the end in the lonely street, that heartbreak hotel. I get so lonely. I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely. I get so lonely. I get lonely.
Thank you very much.
Oh, that's the way to sell a song, though. I'll tell you what, man. He's singing the hell out of that.
Nothing like it. 1956. Welcome back, everybody, to Gunslingers right here on K.
All rally.
Well, if your baby leaves you. Anyway, okay, so we've covered some of the SHOT Show. Of course, we did the antique gun show pretty good last week.
Yeah.
I've had a few phone calls. Remember the guys that had the stuff up front? A couple of rows, and they were talking about bringing stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, they want us to come out and get them. Unfortunately, they're in Henderson, Nevada.
Henderson Plum or something like that.
I'm going out there in a couple of weeks.
Are you? Maybe we'll have you bring them back.
Seriously.
They were great guys, though. They came over to have us look at a couple things. And
I'm trying to set up a couple. We've got a couple of different out-of-state deals, so maybe we'll line them up, boom, 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 and get it done. Because right now we've got a large collection. I got a text from my friend Mark this week, and he may have 300 for us, and then we've got our good friend from cowboy shooting have passed, and we don't know yet if that's going to be 200 to 300 guns there. This Saturday, I'm going to look at something like an 800 gun collection. And we're out of room.
I'm telling you, we're going to have to squeeze one in the summer.
We're going to have to pop the store like a zit and go straight up and make it into a second story. I tell you what, it has been unbelievable the amount of stuff that's coming in. And getting back to the high standards. So the Olympic, okay, High Standard made a gun called the Olympic. It's in 22 short. It has an 8-inch fluted barrel, compensated. It comes with barrel weights. We've got about six of them, unfired new, in the original purple box.
Unfired new.
Yeah. I mean, we can't sell them as new, obviously.
Of course.
But they are.
Unfired, let's say.
Yeah, they are unfired. Absolutely gorgeous, beautiful firearms. And these are all going to be coming up for May and September auction because we're going to split them. Like I said, you put too many of the same thing in one auction and it tends to water down the price. So we're going to kind of sling those along.
Because we try to do the best for everyone, for our buyers and especially for our sellers.
Yeah. And then a nice lady came in yesterday. Maria from the CRPA had her call us, and she came in with all kinds of beautiful Satori over and unders, a bunch of Browning A-bolts, a Browning Safari, and everything from 375 to 30-06 to 22. Oh, so we got A-bolts, X-bolts. Man, everything is, it's just been, you know, I keep telling people I'm a 26-year overnight success.
All of a sudden, here you come.
You know, we struggled along for, there was a time not long ago when we would have an auction like now where we're less than 2 weeks away and I'm still trying to fill the catalog up.
Right?
Yeah. And now we're, you know, February, 750 guns done full ages ago. Mm-hmm. May, done full. You know, we're half full for September. If this keeps going, by the time we hit middle of March, we're going to be done for the year. So if you guys got collections or single guns, get them in soon. Yeah. You know, I'm not making this up.
No, I mean, you can actually come to the shop and see how jam-packed it is.
Yeah, because lots of people come in. We had 25, 30 people in most of the day yesterday, all coming in to look at stuff for the February auction, because if you want to see anything, it's there. Just come on in, say, show me lot 5, 12, 74, whatever, and we'll pull it up, put it in your hands, and you can take a look at it as long as you like.
And that's super smart if you are local, or even if you're not that local, but you can make it down, because you're going to be bidding on this stuff. You really want to know what you're bidding on, folks.
Yeah, and I can't tell you how often we hear, you know, this looks better in person than what you described it as. Because, you know, we tend to only tell you of the Mars or the, you know, the scratches or whatever. We don't say, you know, but the rest of the gun looks great. You know, we just, because you got to cover your rear. So you always tell, you know, in the description, has, you know, some wear to the back or so on and so forth. But it's much better to come in and see it in person to see if it's still
if it's what you want, man.
Yeah. Let's get to Craig in Anaheim. Craig, how are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. How are you guys?
Good, good. I'm guessing this is Craig from Sask, right?
Yeah, it's Big Jake.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Okay, so you're going to tell us about the 22 Jet.
Yes, I do. I've been shooting that for 40 years.
Okay.
And I want to clear up a few misconceptions.
So you're the guy.
I start talking about it, and then, Jeff, you seemed a little in the dark because you're not real familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
So the bullet is actually 2.22, the same as a 22 long rifle.
Right.
Most 22s are like 2.23 or 2.24, like the 22 Magnum.
Mm-hmm.
Smith & Wesson puts 22 Magnum on the barrel, 22 Mag.
Right.
Everything else is marked 22 WMR for Winchester Magnum rimfire.
Mm-hmm.
And Smith & Wesson made this with a 357 case, neck down to 2.22, with a jacketed hollow point or a lead tip jacketed bullet. And they did make an auxiliary cylinder for $63 that came bored for a 22 long rifle.
Okay.
But the Magnum cylinder had six stainless steel inserts that you could put in, and the firing pin was a dual firing pin. You could flip it from center fire to rim fire.
Okay.
The big problem with it, and the reason Smith & Wesson quit selling them, is most people would clean their guns and leave them oiled. And when you'd shoot them, the case setback would lock the gun up, and he couldn't shoot anymore.
Mm.
So they figured out that if you shoot those, The best thing to do is clean it with alcohol and Q-tips and leave the cylinder completely dry, and the cases then don't stick or lock the gun up with the recoil shield.
Okay, there you go.
That seems like a lot of work.
Yeah.
It really does.
For an oddball
round. For an oddball cartridge, yeah. But thank you, man.
I don't shoot it in a revolver. I don't own a Smith & Wesson Model 53. I have a 10-inch barreled Thompson Center Contender.
There you go.
With a Leupold MA4X extended eye relief scope.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll shoot minute of squirrel head at 100 yards.
No, there you go.
Where are you finding ammunition?
Okay. I make it.
That's kind of what I thought.
Calibers, yeah. 22 Jet Mag is one of them. I use IMR 4227. I found four boxes of 100 each of the original Remington boxed ammo, just the bullets.
Are you saving the brass?
Lot, but what's that?
Are you saving the brass?
Oh, yeah. I've got a couple hundred pieces of brass.
There you go. And
reload them. And it shoots a flame about 18 inches out, 12 inches in diameter.
Barrel, sir.
You know, so I call it the flame.
Good news is with the Thompson Center, you can't go through a lot of rounds, right?
What's that?
With the Thompson Center, you can't go through a lot of rounds. Just
one at a time,
baby.
You can load them, but you know, it depends on how active the squirrels are, you know, unless you're at the range just punching holes in paper at 100 yards.
No. Hey, Craig, before
we... I can hold... 10 shots in a silver dollar at 100 yards with that scope Thompson.
That's good shooting. Before we let you go, we talked about a collection. Anything on that?
Actually, it's still sitting over there in the 67 degree sunny weather of Phoenix right now. I got to drive over and get it, but I haven't done it yet because she was tied up with something.
Okay.
But it's still waiting for me.
All right, let me know.
And my prize for that is a lightweight Remington, one of the teal wing blue Remingtons from 1959.
Very
22,
cool.
What is it, a model 552 or 572?
Something, yeah.
Okay. Everyone's winning.
There you go. All right. Big Jake, thanks for the call. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for the call, man.
Okay, thanks.
Take care.
By the way, get it while it's 67.
So there it is. Everything you wanted to know about the 22
powder?
Jet fire.
What's the bore diameter?
Yeah, I was fairly close.
Yeah,
I said, I've seen them. I've not shot one. We have sold them. And unfortunately, I think he said it's the Model 53. And he's right. It says 22M on the barrel. And they're just those, the inserts come out and you can lose them.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. And good luck finding another one, you know.
I'm sure a machinist would be glad to empty your wallet while making you one.
And you may even get it that works.
We've been on a 22 kick, or at least a 222 kick and everything. Mr. Enigma over on YouTube, was asking about the 5.7 versus the 22 TCM.
That is a great question.
Well, I love the 5.7.
I love the 22 TCM.
I haven't shot the 22 TCM.
I have... a couple of Rock Islands.
Okay.
One of the beauties of the Rock Island, first of all, it's a harder hitting caliber than the 5.7.
Really?
5.7 was intended for a particular function. 22 TCM does it better.
Mm-hmm.
It's a heavier bullet going at a similar or faster velocity. The stock for 5.7 is 27 grains,
mm-hmm.
and the TCM is 40 to 45 grains.
Oof.
And it's going 2,000 feet per second.
What's recoil like?
Out of a pistol barrel. Because of the lightweight cartridge, the recoil is very, very modest. Hmm. But here's the real kicker. The Rock Island Armory, and I think Glock is doing this too now, the Rock Island Armory comes with an interchangeable 9mm barrel because the case head is the same size.
Oh.
You change the barrel, you change the little toothed extractor, which is the work of literally 30 seconds, you got a 9mm double stack.
Okay.
Semi-automatic pistol,
very
which
cool.
shoots really, really well, as you experienced on an episode of Epic Guns. That was actually a 22 TCM.
No kidding.
And we got the 100% reliability out of the accessory 9mm barrel that it comes with.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Towson Grade Micro Magnum TCM.
That's the name of the inventor of it.
Well, there you go. Learn something every minute.
I like it. Good
when you listen to Gunslingers. And speaking of, Give us a call.
That's going to be 866-870-5752. Call during the break. One more time. That's going to be 866-870-5752.
All right, little Guns N' Roses, as we close out this segment, everybody, you're listening to Gunslingers right here on
KRLA.
And we'll be right back.
Our favorite DJ.
Sweat on the wheel. And the road in my head, and the high's my heel. It's my baby calls, I need you here. And it's 4:30 when I'm shifting here. When I get lonely, and I'm longing get to tonight.
That is good.
Yeah, that's a great song.
We're going to bring up this last half hour of the Gunslinger
Radio. Yeah, I did that on purpose, try and wake us back up. Oh, welcome back, everybody, to Gunslingers right here on
KRLA.
Give us a call. What's that damn number?
That's going to be 866-870-5752. A little bit slower for you, so you can get it out on your phone. 866-870-5752. That's KRLA.
All right, very good. Give us a call. We got
questions here.
We got questions here. Give us one.
Okay.
And this is coming from what, Facebook?
This one is off of YouTube. So we're monitoring you guys in live time, mm-hmm. Okay? He wanted to know about buying the TCM pistol. Now, I know Rock Island Armory is available in California legally, and I know Glock makes one. I don't know if it's on the roster at this point in time. And the roster is not much longer, we hope.
And, you know, speaking of Glock and the roster, I'm really surprised that – did I just do that?
Seamless.
I'm really surprised that Glock hasn't started putting fifth gens.
Taking advantage.
Yeah, because they've already got the third gens still on it. Uh-huh. And why aren't they – I mean, I maybe it's because of the things that they have to do to them. You know, because they have to have the
loaded chamber indicator.
Yeah, and the mag disconnect and all
Smith
this stuff.
Smith & Wesson to just mill that little tiny slot.
Yeah, maybe that's why, because we're still stuck here with the Gen 3s when everybody else is on the Gen 5.
Which are made in
Austria.
And meanwhile, the Gen 5s are made in
the
United States of America. So thank you, California. You cannot buy an American-made Glock in California, so you're putting American workers out. Well, anyway, not that we noticed that.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Another question was, would you care to explain what a gas check is? And that's from Mark in L.A.
Yes.
You do that because
okay,
it's wordy and, you know. That's right up Mark's alley. Go ahead.
You are the professor.
If the
you
shoe
are the professor.
Fits, put that sucker up bar on the table, baby. Okay, gas checks are just a way. If you use lead bullets, lead is a marvelous material for making bullets. It fills the needs. It's a 500-year tested. Actually, if you want to go back to the Romans, used to throw freaking darts in battle made out of lead. Anyway, lead is great for the purposes to what it's put. The problem is lead can only be made to be so hard. And when you start driving lead bullets above a certain velocity, typically think about 1,200 feet per second, you start driving lead bullets any faster than that, and they will stop engaging the rifling. They'll be pushed straight down the bore as though it was a musket or something like that. So it strips.
Yep.
Out the rifling, it will not grip the rifling.
Is it too malleable, or is it?
It because the metal itself is malleable, just exactly. And rifle cartridges start getting interesting above 1,200 feet per second. So if you want to shoot something like that out of a rifle, what they'll do is they'll have a gas check, which is typically a little tiny plate.
Like a disc.
A disc of copper or a similar non-ferrous material that you can crimp onto the base of the lead bullet, and that's what will grip the rifling, and that will enable you to shoot a predominantly lead cartridge or a predominantly lead bullet projectile at a higher rate of velocity.
Yeah.
See, and boy, that was a lot of work.
And
you're
that was explained well. Me, it's a damn thing that little discs goes on the back, makes it shoot better.
Nope, done. Yeah, good luck shooting those
too
in California.
Blunt to the point.
But it works.
We got Carrie from Huntington Beach. Carrie, what can we do for you?
Well, I can't speak long because according to the weather announcement, my house is going to blow away here.
Save yourself.
Yeah, look for a green lady on a bicycle any minute.
I've been looking.
ATM!
What can we do for you?
Since we're since we're talking about 22s, I bought my wife a Browning Buck Mark a while back.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, that first round of chamber is really hard to pull back. And I didn't know if that was a normal problem or if it's just me, my weakling self.
Well, is it any kind of round that's like that, or is it one specific, or?
No, I don't think it's the round. I think it's just chambering it, like pulling the slide back.
Getting that first round in the chamber.
Mm-hmm. Well, that could be a bunch of different things. It could be that your chamber is just a little bit tight. Because, you know, when you first put in the, it's okay after though, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Then
after.
After that, you know, it's being done by the gun itself, you know, and the gas coming back from the bullet. So that's going to be a little stronger than just your fingers. I would have somebody else look at it. Because
that should be pretty soft.
Yeah,
right.
It shouldn't be too difficult. And if it is that difficult, there's a fair chance that maybe it's just a little bit
of burr or something.
Yeah, it could be a little burr. Could be, just your chamber just needs just one more turn with the...
With the reamer?
Yeah. So it
How many rounds?
I probably shot maybe 200 rounds through it, maybe mm-hmm. three. Mm-hmm.
So she's still a baby.
Yeah, and you've you've oiled it sufficiently?
Oh, yeah, clean it good, yep.
Okay,
oiled.
Then.
Good man.
Yeah, I would take it to a gunsmith and have him check the spacing and see if it lines up to where it should be. And if that's the case, then, you know, it's the loose nut behind the trigger.
Boom.
That being you.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Check it out.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. I got to go. My house is blown away.
Oh, no.
Okay. Save yourself.
Say hey to Annie M. Let's take care.
Paddle away.
All right. Oh man. Yeah. Watch out for them green ladies on bicycles.
Our host, Jeff, will explain it in the scientific terms.
You know, it's a chingus with a, you know, fungus among us. And anyway. All right. That opens up a line at
866-870-5752. One more time. That's 866-870-5752.
Phones are kind of quiet tonight. I expected a little bit more.
People are afraid. They're packing up.
Well, no, they're all huddling under, you know.
Under a blanket, waiting for death.
Using a flashlight, reading a book, and, you know.
The Marine Corps survival manual.
Yeah, with their K rations on the side of the bed. Yeah, I can see it now. You know, waiting for, you know, the neighbor's house to come crashing through yours. Angel of Mercy, it's rain. Get over.
Panicked gangs pouring into the streets looking for oatmeal.
Used or new, doesn't matter. Eesh. You know, I could see them now. They'll be hunting with 22s. They'll be hunting rats in the neighborhood to start skinning them and eating them.
That's a New York thing, I thought. Wow.
Hey.
Right?
When in Rome.
We Californians are a tougher breed, I tell you.
Yeah, we pay to have it done. Oh, man. Anyway. Okay, so. I'm just dumbfounded. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. Oh, there's a phone call coming. All right.
Save us from ourselves, you guys.
Could be Mike from El Segundo calling back. He got bored. Anyway, back to reality. February 17th, like we said before, that's our next auction. If you guys want to see the catalog, go to gunslingerauctions.com. Check it out. Anything you want to see there, like I said, you can come into the shop. We're at 1740 West La Vida in the city of Orange. Come by. Bring us a list. We'll hand every one of them over. You can take a good, solid look at any of them. Go ahead,
Jim. And with so many on there, there is a search engine when you get to the catalog. So if you're looking for a particular caliber, a particular gun, you mm-hmm. can go ahead and check it out. You don't have to go through all 750. I do recommend it because there's a lot of good stuff to look at.
Yeah.
But you can go ahead and search what you're looking for. We have some wonderful shotguns on there. If you're looking for that A-squared on there, it's on there too.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, there's a bunch of great stuff. Just search it out for yourself. Save yourself some time and then come down to the shop.
Is A-square still in business?
I talked to Toyin from who helped design it and all, and he didn't sound like they were. It sounds like they've all moved on.
What we're talking about, A-square was a gun company, and they built rifles, hunting rifles, off of the old M17 World War I rifle.
Bolt action, rifle action.
Which was made by Eddystone and Winchester and Remington, and I think that's it. And these things, one of them is in .577 Tyrannosaur. And you can put your thumb in the end of that barrel.
A name that is earned.
Yeah, and we've
that's how strong that action is.
And we've got three or four of these. Go to the catalog and just put in A-square.
We put that out at the antique show, and people were walking by in awe. They need it to hold it. They need it to absorb some of its power.
That's like looking down a freaking water pipe.
And apparently there's a guy on YouTube that films people shooting this thing. Mm-hmm. And the things that happen to these people after they've shot the round, they go flying. The gun goes flying. They go flying.
I tell people, dislocate your shoulder first and then shoot it, and then it'll help you out.
Put
there.
It back into place.
I'm guessing you sign a waiver before you touch that trigger.
You got to. And it just proves what we always say. Every action.
An equal opposite reaction.
Yeah, so when you see a guy in a movie and he gets shot and he goes flying through the air, that would be happening to you. And he wouldn't probably be, because that bullet would zip right through him.
He'd just
be standing and going, whoa.
Obliterate whatever it is.
But the motion of its passing sucks along things like patio furniture and ceiling tiles.
Hey, if you're lucky, an umbrella to hold you.
You saw me trying to walk into the rain.
Yeah. Holy mackerel. Okay, let's get to Oscar in Canyon Country. Oscar, what can we do for you?
Yes, I spoke to Mr. Romano at the last CRPA meeting about the Winchester 1895 in 762 by 54.
Oh, the Russian one, yeah.
And the first question on that was, I thought they had never made it to the contract. It wasn't completed and delivered to Russia.
Nope, that's incorrect.
Because of the Russian Revolution.
Yeah, no, they did get them there, and there are not a lot made in 762 by 54R, but there are some. I've sold a few. And of all the calibers, of all the calibers, that's the one that gets the most money, believe it or not. The 405 doesn't do as well. It does great, but it doesn't do as well as a 762
by 54.
Yeah. It's a real odd kind of.
Because it is an oddball.
Yeah.
And they were exported.
Yeah. And we have one. Well, we have several in the February auction. We've
really?
Got one in 303 British. We've got one in 405, which was the Teddy Roosevelt
caliber.
That's
his caliber, yeah.
We've got one or two in 30-06. I think we even have one in
30-40?
No, in 30-03.
Ooh. Which, that's the precursor to 30-06.
Yeah, that's the first round of that.
Yeah.
No pun intended. So, you know, we check out our catalog. We've got quite a few of them in there for sale. No 762 by 54, right. But.
Does this man know his stuff or what, Oscar?
Yes, he does.
Well, it's a living. What can I tell you? Oscar, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Take care
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
This is the CRPA meeting I was talking about.
Yeah, understood.
You got listeners, just so you know.
Oh, well,
love to hear it.
Appreciate it. Yeah, absolutely. Tell all your friends. Get everybody involved. Like I said, I mean, we're going syndicated next week. This is a big step for us. I mean, you know, I've told the story 100 times, but I mean, this was just kind of
we started out. Oh, tottering down the road,
man,
at 5 in the morning.
I mean, yeah. Well, our first show was a Saturday night at like 7 p.m. and bad time for you because of family matters and you know, and it was a kind of a weird start to the whole thing. And then we just kind of we got put up, you know, right up against Leon the Motor Man. And that,
what a gift.
Yeah. I mean, they don't realize what they did by, you know, because that station didn't know what it was doing. No. They put us up against the biggest show on the weekends, you know, for
they helped prop
years.
Us up.
Yeah. And people started, you know, tuning in early to hear us and then, you know, listen to Leon.
Power packed hours.
Yeah, that's right.
Just want to throw this in before we get to the next break. If you are watching on any of the streams, feel free to share this. Get the word out. Especially we want everyone to know. Hit that share button. Link it to us. Go ahead and post it up on your Facebook, on your Rumble, on your YouTube. Just share it all about. Whatever you can do, let's get the word out, Bowie.
Yeah, there you
and
go.
If you don't want to call, you can post your questions up there.
I love this song. Go now.
Oh, yeah.
We just lost Standing Lane about 2 weeks ago. Anyway, you're listening to Gunslingers right here on K.
RLA.
And we'll be back for our last segment right after this.
Whoa. We've already said.
Oh, yeah, gotta be.
I said she put me down, I've been out of town in my head.
What version is this?
Come in late at 9 and in the morning I just lay in bed.
This is a bizarre version.
Ronnie, you look so fine. I really want to blow my mind. You gotta help me, Ronnie, help me get her out of my heart.
Great.
Bow, 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 bow.
Help me, Ronnie, help me.
Jimmy.
Man, welcome back to our last segment already. Of course, we always do a Beach Boy song for Leon.
Leon, you know you're listening.
You know, we got a couple of calls over to a commercial break, so let's try and get to them real quick. We got Robert in Gardena. Robert, what can we do for you?
Oh, good evening.
Evening.
I'd like to know the difference between an AR-15 and a AR-15 H-bar.
Nothing.
The action is the same.
Yeah.
The H-bar has a heavier barrel.
Yeah.
It was intended as a precision marksman's rifle.
Yeah. And the H-bar has been illegalized by the state of California, so you can't shoot or you can't own one here anymore unless you registered it as a so-called assault weapon back in. That was Roberti Ruse, I think. That one goes that far back.
Which one? They've had to re-register about, what, five times?
At least,
Seriously.
One wasn't good enough, so they did them again.
What was the especially lethal feature of the H-bar?
None.
Exactly. It's actually a little bigger and a little bit heavier.
Yeah, it's just wording because, you know, in 2000 when Gray Davis and his cronies passed that assault weapons ban, they said all ARs are illegal, and a judge said that's too vague. You got to name them, and they started
making a list.
Yeah, so the Colt AR-15. Well, then Colt said, "Oh yeah, well now we'll call it the DAR-15." Okay, well the Colt DAR-15. Okay, well now we're calling it the HBAR-15. Okay, well
honestly, that silliness.
Yeah,
that level
so finally DOJ said, "Okay, we give." It's now these
features
that have to be illegal and so on. So there's a lot of different names for them, but they're all basically the same gun.
Okay.
All right.
Because I was told also that it was a sniper rifle.
Like I said, the intent was to be a designated squad marksman rifle, so it's supposedly a little bit more accurate. But it was not free-floated.
Yeah.
So it had all the weaknesses of the standard AR.
Yeah. So
you can do better without it.
Yeah. I mean, literally, a Winchester Model 70 and 30-06 do a lot better than any AR that you're going to shoot. All right.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for the call. Take care. Okay, real quick, let's get to Tim in Moore Park. How are you?
I'm Tim. I'm Tim Calamkarian. What would be the most inexpensive new semi-automatic and revolver handgun that you can buy in California? The closest thing you can get to a Jennings 22 that's still made.
Oh, well.
Want to use the words?
Yeah. Well, really quick, what caliber?
Oh, 22.
In 22?
Oh, 22.
In 22, probably the least expensive that you can get in California new is going to be the Walther P22.
Is the Phoenix still on the list?
The Phoenix HP Summer or
there. That's
akin
that's
to
your Lorson,
the, that's your Lorson Jennings, Sterling, all that stuff. So yeah, if you can find one, I don't carry them on purpose.
They're pretty nasty.
Yeah, if that tells you anything about them.
But the P22, like you're saying.
Yeah, if you want a good solid one for about $299, the Walther P22 is an excellent firearm. It's lightweight. Women can use it. Women can move the slide easily. So it's a real solid gun, about $100 more.
Okay, like a couple of weeks ago, a guy called in. He wanted to know a 22 that was easy to take apart. The Jennings 22 is really easy to take apart.
Well, you drop it on the ground and it blows up
apart
in 50 pieces.
No, you could use an ink pen and push the thing in and it comes. I saw it on YouTube.
Oh, well, there you go. All right. Tim, thanks for the call.
The redesign of the P22, they had some things about it, about getting her back together. And they redesigned it the last couple of years, and it's much more easy to break down and strip and all that.
Oh, so real quick before we get it, because we're running out of time. I've been saying for the last couple of weeks, we're looking for help down in Orange. I think we've got enough guys now, but we're still looking for a paperwork lady. Anybody out there got good handwriting, can pay attention, can show up on time, can worry about something other than when is break and when is lunch? Feel free to give us a call. I know, Antoinette, if you're listening, don't worry about it. We're holding you a spot.
Oh,
but
yeah,
we're still looking for paperwork, folks, okay? Give us a call at 714-939-1172. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm doing look at Mr. Enigma here.
Same.
Before you guys go, remind Ruger, please, make a PC-10.
Oh,
or a PC-45, right?
Speaking of, guess who's calling us from Las Vegas?
Antoinette,
yeah. How are you?
I'm laughing. I guess I could say I must have ESP.
Apparently.
You guys?
Apparently.
You can feel us.
Listen,
I have a couple of friends, women friends, that live in Orange County. What do you know? Mm. But they're looking for some gunsmiths that can repair their guns. They've inherited certain guns from family members. So is there any reputable gunsmiths that you guys know that you could recommend in Orange County by chance?
Well, you can always try Evans. They're right here in Orange.
Evans Gun
World.
You
know, where we're at. Evans Gunsmithing, okay, or Evans Gun World. You can try them.
One more time, if there's a 25-year-old young gunsmith who's taken one of the classes,
mm-hmm,
yeah, there's a wide-open field here in Southern California.
I would really recommend that they call us at the shop and tell us what kind of firearm it is, and then I could probably help them a little better because, you know, different gunsmiths work on different – I've got a great shotgun guy up at the Azusa store, you know, semi-auto. I could send him, you know, like a 1911 type. I could send him somewhere else and so on. So I'd tell them to give me a call, and I'll try and point them in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will, because some of the women say they have inherited some revolvers,
mm-hmm,
and some smaller other types of guns. So they were curious, and I said, ladies, I'm not going to recommend anyone. You guys need to come into the shop there in Orange on La Vida,
mm-hmm,
even though it's the auction house, and they'll be able to send you to the right gunsmith. So that's what I'm doing at this point.
Well, absolutely.
That's good advice.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, take
Thank
care.
You,
we'll see you next month.
Take
care.
Safe.
Okay, man, we're almost out of time.
We're always almost out of time.
Right?
When we had 1 hour, just imagine that. We how much show did we have going on here?
I don't think we could squeeze back into 1 hour.
Oh, no,
although,
honestly,
you know, for now, a couple of the shows, because the first hour, I believe, is already being taken up, so they're only going to hear the second hour until that spot opens up, and then we'll be 2 hours there. And the one in Phoenix, because, you know, they don't do the daylight savings thing, so
they're an hour ahead of us.
So that was an issue and stuff. And
only for half the year, though.
Yeah, I know. And why do we have that? It's so stupid.
It's for the farmers, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, because there's so many of those still in Southern
Saddle
California.
Saddle up and get your plow horses.
Yeah,
yoke them.
You.
Okay. Imagine that.
We left out a couple of things, first of all
right.
And I want to get these things in.
Can we get a minute? Go.
The gentleman was asking about firearms, and we left out High Point, which disappoints me. I know they don't make a .22, but
yeah,
the Yeet gun, come on, you never want to overlook that when you're looking at zinc.
Yeah.
They make great boat anchors. You can tie a string through the trigger guard, swing them rapidly around your head. They're a deadly weapon that way. And I wanted to shout out, the High Standard was the weapon of choice for the CIA.
I would believe.
You know, they would screw a cylindrical tube of some sort, and the CIA and the mafia both used this.
No such thing as mafia.
Oh, with the mafia. I've never heard of it.
Anyway, yes, I'm well aware.
I know you are.
So
none of those in that collection, though.
No, yeah. not a single one. But I tell you what, did you know that High Standard made a .44 mag?
I don't think I did.
They
semi-auto?
Did. No.
The revolver?
Yeah, great big revolver.
Single or double?
Double.
So it'd be built on that frame? Wow.
It looks very similar to the old, I think it's a Model 14 Dan Wesson.
Oh, man,
yeah. Very similar to that. They also made a .38 with a removable barrel.
Now, I want to say I've seen that.
Okay, yeah, we got one of those. We've got a factory.
And you've got one.
Yeah, the 44, we've got two. I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head, but one is fairly standard, and it's got a little gold animal on the side that I can't remember what the hell it was. And the other one is factory engraved. So very interesting.
Man,
that'll
stuff. That'll be a nice finisher for somebody's collection.
Yeah, we've got some stuff coming, boy. It's like I said yesterday. The lady came in. You know, she said, "Oh, I was going to bring a few from the CRPA." She brought us 25. They're all Brownings and Winchesters, all hunting rifles, beautiful X bolts, A bolts.
Yeah, those are good guns.
Yeah, just absolutely gorgeous stuff in various calibers. One of the Winchesters that she brought in, Model 70, is in .375 H&H. One was in .458 Winchester mag.
Somebody hunting in Africa?
I'm thinking.
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah, and the guns are absolutely like brand spanking new. a couple of real nice Satori Brownings, a 20 and a 12. All this stuff's going up for May. So
make plans, man. Check out that catalog already.
Before you know it, February's going to be in the books, and we're going to be talking about May 28th because that's the next one. And no, we don't have any more room. We're full up.
Full already, guys.
Yeah.
Get them in now so you're not waiting a whole year to get them in.
Mm-hmm. You are going to end up having to run another one.
Yeah, we need to.
Hey, we should have a worst of. You know, we always talk about the best movie lines or the best guns or that. We've got to have a worst of. I would like to pair the Glizenti against the Nambu.
That would be a
shoot off straight for the bottom, right?
And I would have to throw in there the gyrojet pistol. Uh-oh, there's the old music on the wall. Well, it's been a fun 2 hours. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Tell your friends. Don't forget, you can always go to the website, gunslingerauctions.com, and you can hear it on podcast there.
Yep.
We'll be back next week. And don't forget, folks, you got to smile. It's a little curve that sets everything straight. Thank you, Leon.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks,
goodbye,
guys. Goodbye, love you. God bless. Bye.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.